אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם פרשת שלח לך.
We're studying from the book of Zohar, article שלח לך, send away, item 12. You are welcome to enter Kamdona info and send questions, and selected questions in the relevant topics will be heard live. Again, Zohar for all, the portion of שלח לך, send away, article צלופחד, מקושש עצים היה, צלופחד was collecting, gathering wood, item 12.
Well, what can we say? Everyone knows the intentions, what we have to do. Strive to extract maximum benefit from the reading of the Zohar. And in every word, in every letter, upper force will influence us and will change us in such a way that we will come to reveal it, because this is the entire application of the wisdom of Kabbalah. To reveal it means that it changes us so that it is revealed in us, because revelation is all, in all the worlds is according to the similarity of form. Its form is bestowal, so he has to change us to be in bestowal, let it be. And let it fulfill us, which means that we will recognize him, become like him. For now, we want it because it's good to be instead of the upper force in its place, in its position. Later on, our calculations might change, not because it's good, not because it's good, we desire it, but because we appreciate the quality of bestowal on its own. What is it? I do not know, because my desire to receive weighs things only inside of it, of what's good for it. For the desire to receive, if I receive a different set of parameters, then maybe I will weigh things differently. I do not know. In the meantime, I expect the light to change me according to him.
12. The other trees, which are the 70 external ministers, he would gather them on the day of Shabbat, that he would knock and compare the merit of the 70 ministers to the merit of the day of Shabbat. And he received his punishment in his time, and his sin was atoned for. Therefore, Moses had a hard time judging the daughters of Tzelophehad, since he did not know if his sin was atoned for, and his daughters would have a share and a lot in the land or not. Once the Creator mentioned his name, as written, "So speak the daughters of Tzelophehad, you shall give them an estate and a lot." It was known that his sin was atoned for. 13. There are two trees, one above, the tree of life, Zeranpin, and one below, the tree of knowledge, the Nukva. In this one you live, and in that one there is death. One who exchanges them, who appreciates the Nukva while she is separated more than Zeranpin, brings himself death in this world and has no part in the next world. Even though the first state of Nukva is separation at posterior, yet if it weren't for the first state, the Nukva could not have received Chokhmah in the second state, because the Kelim of the first state remain in her in the second state, and in them she receives the Chokhmah. And therefore, after a person has merited receiving from the first state of the Nukva, is obligated to raise man for the second state of Nukva, and then he'll have the entire wholeness, Chokhmah and Chasadim together. But if he doesn't do that, rather he chooses the first state of separation, his punishment is death. 14. The Ark and the Torah, which are Malchut called an Ark, and Zeranpin called Torah, are in Zivug. The Torah in the Ark is the main thing, and the Ark, or the cabinet, is the house for the Torah. Therefore, Aaron, Ark, Lex Devav everywhere. The Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Testimony, because the Torah within the Aaron, the Ark, is the Vav. Everywhere Aaron is the right arm, except for one, as written, all of the Levites which Moses and Aaron have counted, which is punctuated above to indicate that here it is not the right arm, Chesed, rather Malchut, called an Ark. 15. Moses, was gripped in the tree of life. Therefore he wanted to know if he's in the land or not. And because of that he said, is there a tree in her or not? And you have strengthened and taken from the tree of the fruit of the land. Because the tree of life was nice to all, and they did not bring except for the grapes and pomegranates and dates. Figs, which are gripped and hang on the other tree, the Nukva, and not in Zeranpin, which is the tree of life. 16. Send away people. For you, mean to you, send away means for you. It's written, as the chill of the ice on the day of harvesting, a messenger loyal to those who sent him, and he shall help the soul of his masters, as the chill of the snow on the day of harvesting, that then the chill is beneficial for the body and soul. A loyal messenger to those who sent him are Caleb and Phinehas, who were loyal messengers for Joshua at the time that he sent them to spy after Jericho. And he shall refresh the soul of his masters, that they brought back divinity, so it would dwell in Israel and not be departed from them. 17. And the spies that Moses sent cause suffering for the final generations, because on that day the first and second temple were ruined, and they caused several thousands and tens of thousands to depart Israel, and they caused the departure of divinity from the land, from within Israel. Those that Joshua sent, it is written about them, and they shall refresh the soul of his master. Mikre bnei ha'adam u'mikre ha'behema. Article, the incident or the case of humans and the case of the animals. 18. Solomon said that the case of human beings and the case of the beast, and they have one case or incident to them. And all of Solomon's, King Solomon's words, they're all concealed from the degrees of Chochmah. Therefore, we need to look at that verse, because there's an opening here for those who do not have faith. 19. Certainly, in that, there is an opening for those who do not have faith, and we need to know and look in it. 21. That verse that Solomon said, he did not say out of his own thought, like the other things that he said. Rather, he repeated those words that the fools of the world say, because the incident of humans and the incident of the beast, and they have one incident for both of them. The fools who do not know and do not look at the Chochmah say that this world goes on by chance, and the Creator does not watch over them, rather the incident of the man and the incident of the beast, and they have a single incidence for both of them. And when Solomon observed these fools that say that, he named them a beast, that they truly make themselves beasts by saying those words. And the verse before him proves that it is written, I said in my heart over the speech of people that the Creator has created them, and to see that they are a beast. I said this in my heart, and I thought to look at what? At people's speech, over their words of folly, that they said that the world is conducted by chance. Levaram ha'elokim, the Creator has scrutinized them, that they would be by themselves and would not join with other people who have faith. And to see that they are a beast, and to see that those who have faith will see in them that they are truly a beast, and the reason is like beasts. They are by themselves, so that they would not bring this foolish opinion to those who have faith. Therefore, they are for themselves and not for others. And what is their opinion? About this, the text ends by saying that the events, the incidents of humans and the incidents of the beast, and there is a single incident to all of them. May all of those beasts, all of those fools, all of those who lack faith expire. Woe unto them and woe unto their souls. It would have been better for them to not to have been in this world.
Are you looking at me? Would like me to interpret this? Probably not recommended before the elections. He who did not merit the opening of his eyes is in the degree of beast, of animal, it's clear. One who does not reveal the plan and does not hasten it, does not walk before of his body, of his will to receive, is called beast. Simple. That's why it's written, everyone seemed as beasts, except for a few people who attain godliness by walking ahead of the plan, but hastening their development, by wanting to advance towards the bestowal. That is called the form of Adam, that it grows by advancing, by running ahead of the development of the beast. Beast develops in due time, and Adam develops by hastening time. That is the difference. So, of course, everyone seemed as beasts, not holy beasts, but animals that are being operated, and they have there's no consideration with them. They're not. But why do they exist, these beasts? Aside from a few Kabbalists in each generation, that these Kabbalists are going towards the form of Adam, as Baal Sulam writes in the introduction to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, that the still vegetative and animate, he does not refer to the still vegetative and animate in our world, the stones, the trees, and the animals, but the forms of the still vegetative and animate that belongs to the souls, they develop only by attaching themselves to the degree of Adam, these few selected ones, chosen ones, they advance by the path of hastening. And all the rest serve them either on the path of good or the path of evil, but they participate with them, and that's why they have the right to exist. Later on, their next degree, they come as dust under the feet of the righteous, and so on and so forth. Until at the very end, everyone merits. But for now, this is how it is, as he writes. Continue.
23. And what did Solomon reply to them? About this comes the following verse, and he says, "Who knows the spirit of people? Does it rise up? And the spirit of the beast that descends down towards the land? Who knows those fools who do not know the glory of the upper king and do not look at the Torah? The spirit of humans that rises is above, in the upper place, the place of the glory, the holy place, to nourish from the upper light, the light of the holy king, to be bundled in the bundle of life, and to be before the holy king as innocent sacrifice. And this is as written, that the sacrifice is above." 24. "And the spirit of the beast that descends is downwards towards the land, and it is not to that place which is for all of humans, that it is written about it, in the likeness of the Lord he made man. And it is written, the candle of the Lord is man's soul. And how do you say, how do all of these fools who are not of faith say that there is a single spirit to all of them? may they expire. It's written about them, they would be like the chaff before the wind, and the Lord's angel rejects. Those who remain in hell, in those lower degrees, and will never ascend from there to generations, to the end of days. It's written about them, may the sins expire from the land, and the wicked are gone. Bless my soul, the Lord. Hallelujah. 25. Did Solomon wonder only about that? In another place he said, this is evil, all that was done beneath the sun, because there is a single occurrence to all. This is evil, is one who spoils his semen in vain and blemishes his path, because that one cannot abide with the Creator and will have no share in the next world. As written, for you are not a Lord who desires evil, no evil shall dwell in you. He said about that, this is evil that he would not have an abode up above, because there's a single occurrence for all, and even the heart of people is full of evil, and there's wantonness in their hearts, because in their lives folly is stuck in their hearts, and they are devoid of faith, and they have no share in the Creator, and in those who have faith, not in this world and not in the next world, as written, and after him, towards the dead.
We need to dwell in the intentions more than so in the text. The words themselves will not help us. Even if we supposedly understand what is written, we understand it with our external mind. We have to use our intentions in order to reach the state where what's written is revealed in us, that we discover ourselves in those states. For this, we need the light that reforms. This is what is called to know what one's studies.
26. The Creator warns the people of the world, and He says, and you have chosen life so that you would live. Those are the life of that world. And those wicked who are devoid of faith say, that who is the one that should choose a God, that there is confidence in life, that even though a person would choose that world, it's as he says, that there is nothing, because they have this tradition that there is confidence in the entire life of this world. And they have that tradition in their hands, that it is written that he's better to a living dog than a dead lion. And how will we have life in that world? Therefore, this is certainly bad, that they won't dwell in the upper king and will have no share in him. And even though for all of those verses you can find support, meaning interpretations to the friends in other things, but certainly Solomon came to reveal over those wicked that are devoid of faith, that have no share in the Creator, in this world and in the next world. King Solomon said, one who cuts off the feet, drinks, is robbing and sending things in the hands of the fools. The spies, since they were not men of faith and loyal messengers, have obligated their souls in this world and the next world. 29. Eliezer was the servant of Abraham. He was from the Canaanites. As written, Knaan, in his hands were the scales of deceit. And Knaan, it is written about him, damned is Knaan, he shall be a slave to his brothers. And because he was a loyal messenger, it is written about him, come, one who is blessed by the Lord, truly blessed by the Lord. Therefore, it is written that way in the Torah, because he came out of that curse of Canaan and he was blessed. And not only did he come out of the curse, he was also blessed in the name of the Creator. And an angel came and put it in Levan's mouth to call him blessed by the Lord. John from Chicago is asking, what is the force that sustains the right intention? Is it even in the hands of people?
The force that sustains the correct intention is the light that is awakened by connection and what we call the prayer of many. You cannot influence the light on your own. Only through the prayer of many. Because this is the lack, the chisaron, that rises from the Malchut of Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut is a place where everyone connects. The smallest group is two. If two friends are there, they can activate the light that is called Zer Anpin. However, if they cannot connect, they do not cannot awaken Zer Anpin, the source of the light, and that's it. So this is our work in this action in Malchut. Malchut Shamayim, Malchut of Atzilut, Malchut, Malchut, each time. Why? Because it signifies connection.
He keeps asking John of Chicago, what can I do while I listen to the words of the Zohar in order to increase the effect of the light that reforms?
How? Through connection, I demand the Creator to uphold the connection, to sustain it, and be revealed in it. And in that I will see how much pleasure he derives from it. I obligate him to sustain the connection, and I obligate him to be revealed. And then he says, my sons have defeated me. I built all these concealments, I sort of ran away from them, and they pulled me back because they need me. This is contentment to the Creator. Let's continue.
Article Yehoshua the Kalev, Joshua and Kalev, 30. And Moses sent them from the desert of Paran by the command of the Lord. All of those people were the leaders of Israel. They were all righteous and the heads of Israel, but they took bad counsel to themselves. They said that if Israel were to enter the land, we will be removed from being leaders, and Moses would appoint other heads. Because we were awarded being leaders only in the desert. But in the land, we would not merit being leaders. And for taking that bad counsel to themselves, they died. Them and all those who took their words. 31. Those are the names of the people that Moses sent to survey the land. Moses looked and knew that the spies would not succeed in their way, on their mission. Then he prayed over Joshua. Kalev was then in trouble, and he said, what shall I do? Joshua is going with the upper help of Moses, who sent the light of the moon in him, Malchut, and it shined upon him in his prayer, because he is the aspect of the sun, Zer Anpin. What did Kalev do? He dropped off the spies and came to the graves of the forefathers and prayed his prayer there. 32. Kalev took another path, and he went through bent trails and reached the graves of the forefathers. And he took a risk, but one who is in trouble does not look at anything. So Kalev, because he was in trouble, did not look at anything and came to pray over the graves of the forefathers to be saved from this council of the spies. 33. And Moses called Hoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. Did the text call him Hoshea? It is written, and Moses told Joshua, Yehoshua. Yehoshua bin Nun was a boy, and Yehoshua became weakened. However, Moses told him, the Creator would save you from them, because Yehoshua is the letters of Yud-Kei Yoshia, the Lord would save. 34. Since Moses sent Joshua to come to the land of Israel, Joshua should have been whole in divinity, because the land of Israel is divinity. And until that time, he was called a boy, since he was gripped in Matat, who is called Na'al, a boy. And at that time, Moses tied him in divinity. And even though earlier it is written Yehoshua, the text names him after what he is destined to call him. Moses said, "Certainly he is not worthy of coming there except in divinity." And so it should be. Therefore, he called him Yehoshua. He added the Yud to his name, which is divinity. 35. Is there a tree in here or not? And wouldn't Moses know that she has different trees that are different from one another? He praised the land of Israel several times, with the olive and the grapevine and the pomegranate and others. Is it possible that he was in doubt regarding that? And the Creator told Moses in the beginning that this is a land that is pouring honey and milk. It is written, there was a person in the land of Oz, and his name was Iob, Job, meaning that Moses would ask of them to see if there is Job there who would protect them. And Etz, tree, is like Utz, Oz. 36. He implied to them the intimation of Chochmah over what they initially asked, that it is written, is there the Lord within us or not? Is Zeranpin in them, called Havaya, Hey Yud Vav Yud Hey, or Arich Anpin dwells in them, who is called Ain, absence? And he said, you will see in the land whether she is worthy of Zeranpin, called a tree, or to Arich Anpin, called absence. And he told them, if you see that the fruits of the land are like in the other lands of the world, then there is a tree in here, which is the tree of life, Zeranpin, and not from a higher place. And if you see that the fruits of the land are different than all other places in the world, you will know that that upper change pours and is extended from Atika Kadisha, and she has from all the other places in the world. By that you would know if there is a tree in here, which is Zeranpin, or absence, which is Atika Kadisha, Arich Anpin. And that you wanted to know initially, as written, is the Lord within us? If Zeranpin dwells within them, or Ain, absence, Arich Anpin. Therefore it is written, and you have strengthened and taken from the root fruit of the land to know whether there is a change in them or not. 37. And the times are the times of the bearing of the ripening of the grapes. And the days, all that are 6 days of Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin, they all come together in the tree in which Adam HaRishon has sinned, in the tree which is Malchut, that it was grapes. Therefore, grapes is Malchut. Therefore, those days, Vak of Zeranpin, are the days of the ripening of the grapes, Malchut. That Vak of Zeranpin has then joined with Malchut. 38. And they ascended in the Negev, and they came to Hebron, and there Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the giants. Caleb came to pray over the graves of the forefathers in Hebron. Caleb said, Yoshua was blessed by Moses with the upper holy aid, and he can be saved from them. And what shall I do? And he took counsel to pray a prayer over the graves of the forefathers so that he would be saved from the bad counsel of the other spies. 39. And he came, meaning one who is more important than all of them, it enters him. Meaning, divinity entered and clothed within Kalev, since everything depends on her. Who's the advantageous one of them that is able to come to Hebron, since it is written, there are Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai. And from their fear, who could come and even hide in the cave? Rather, divinity clothed there in Kalev to notify the forefathers that their time has come for their sons to come to the land that the Creator has sworn for them. 40. Achiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, who do they come from? They were the seed of those giants that the Creator has dropped from the heavens to the earth, and they had children from the women of the land, of the earth. From them came the heroes of the land, as it is written, those are the mighty ones that are the people of the from the world, from the people of the Creator. Asher me'olam, those from the world that have existed from the time that the world was created, the people of the Lord of the name Achiman Shishayin Talmai, meaning that their name was publicized in the world. And we'll move on to the next part from Tess.